Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the weekend, our friend Sarah went to see Usher, and your worst nightmare ended up happening, Sarah.
Yeah, she went to see Usher.
Okay, rude. He brought out two of the most incredible pole dancers from Atlanta. So,
I saw your video and I was like, that looked very dangerous and impressive at the same time.
Steve, how many times did you rewatch her Instagram stories?
Maybe twice.
I've watched them at least 10 times. But before the show, we had two pairs of tickets, right? And they were in the same row, but they were not right next to each other. And I was with three of my girlfriends, and so we all wanted to sit together.
Okay.
So when we were trying to find our seats, we ended up finding other seats with the whole row empty. So my friend was like, let's all just sit here instead, which were none of our tickets. And I was like, okay, that's so cool. I'm fine with this. So we were all sitting,
judging
having a great
by how
time.
You just said that, I feel like you're not fine with this.
I am never fine with that.
You're just like my wife.
No,
a rule follower.
She hates sitting in any seats that are not hers.
No, the entire time I'm like unwell. And so I'm just like, you know, trying to chug my drink to, you know, calm myself a little. And then, of course, I am sitting on the end of this row and the security guard comes up to me and says, ma'am, I need to see your tickets. And I'm like, do you need to? And there is a couple behind her, which I'm pretty sure I was in their spot. So then the security guard was like, you are in the completely wrong section. You all need to move. And so she escorted me to my seats.
Oh.
My correct seats.
Were your seats better or worse?
They were kind of about the same.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, oh, this is the walk of shame. This is the walk of my shame.
See, for my entire life, I thought everybody was cool just... if you had an opportunity, sit as close as you can. If the seat's empty, just sit in it until I married or started dating my wife. And I realized rather quickly, she is not down for that.
Well, that's how I've always lived my life, Steve. But it leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we will start by asking that simple question to Joshua in Gig Harbor. Joshua, will you sit in a seat that is not yours at an event?
Heck yeah, and I have before.
Do you remember which show it was?
It was Pain in the Grass. I can't remember what year, but it was Pain in the Grass. And how I did it is I walked backwards towards one of those booths.
Uh-huh.
And they thought that I was walking forward. I don't know.
Are you talking about
me,
like,
and a buddy walked right up in it, man. You just walk backwards.
Are you talking about like those little like the VIP boxes that are at White
yeah.
River? Oh, that's yeah. awesome.
I'm going to try that approach sometime. I like that. 206-803-ROCK. Ray is on I-5. Ray.
Wait, I'm picturing you walking around backwards at a concert. You're like, Taryn is cut off.
Ray, will you sit in a seat that is not yours at an event?
Yes. I've done it multiple times, different events, concerts, baseball games, whatever.
Dude, that's when you mentioned baseball. When I was a kid, I remember going with my brother. We'd go to like New York Mets or New York Yankees games. Back then, they were both bad at the time. So there were a lot of empty seats at like close to the field. And we were like in the nosebleeds. Right. And we would just keep our eye on empty seats for a while and be like, nobody's been sitting in those seats. Let's go run. And we would go and sit there. And it was awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's a pro move. 206-803-ROCK. Steve in Kirkland, would you sit in a seat that is not yours at an event?
Actually, no, I wouldn't, only because I do it for a living. I go to concerts for a living, so I know what it's like. And as a matter of fact, when I was sitting here thinking, I went to the Jimi Hendrix Experience here just lately, and we were in the front row, and when I walked up, there was a guy sitting in my seat, and it turned out that I was in the seat next to him, and the hassle that happened when the guy came down and said, oh, nope, he's in the right seat. I'm now friends with him, and he's a guy named Jabron from Langley, and he comes down and sees concerts with me now. So it ended up causing me to have a friendship with someone, but
I usually
walk around to take pictures, and then I go back to my seat, and there's usually someone sitting in my seat.
Well, right on, Steve. That's awesome.
And sometimes it leads to a friendship.
And Steve Sarah, you could have made new friends.
Yeah.
Well, those quote-unquote new friends got the security guard instead of asking me nicely to move.
To my favorite one, and recently it was awesome when Craig Gass, like my buddy Craig and I, got to sit 10 rows back for Kiss. That was amazing. And no one ever kicked us out of their seats, which blew my mind. I thought for sure we were going to last like two songs. But I remember going to see SummerSlam in Los Angeles, and we were sitting high up, my buddy Munson and I. And I'm like, man, I wish we were closer. This would be amazing if we were closer. And we were watching the first few rows on the floor and seeing if anyone was sitting in certain seats. And I'm like a vulture with that. Like, I get a kick out of it. So I'm always bummed when my wife doesn't want to do it. So my buddy Munson, I'm like, Munson, you want to try and get up as close as possible? He's like, F yeah, let's do it. We were a little drunk. And we saw these two seats nobody was sitting in, five rows back on the floor in the Staples Center, the arena there. So finally, we're like, let's freaking do it. And we try to go. Security shut us down. Like, damn it. So then we saw another chance to go down. So we followed this group of people that were going to the floor, and a bunch of dudes with tattoos. I'm like, we'll fit in. Let's just go, family. We're going down there. Turns out it was Travis Barker and his family. And we walked, they didn't know that we were with them, but we were with them in the eyes of the security people. And we sat five rows back for like the last three matches. And it was the best time because like right in front of us was Rick Rubin, the record producer. And then it was Travis and his entire family from Blink 182. It was the best time. And nobody was using those seats.
Just act like you're in the entourage. Easy peasy.
And in my mindset, I'm like, that they would rather those seats full looking packed as opposed to two knuckleheads up in the nosebleeds. No one's ever going to see that on TV.
Solid point.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.